This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest, Anand Krishnan, the founder and CEO of Tala Security. Welcome.
Thank you, Gary. How are you?
Good, but I have a problem. My problem is that all the security on the back end of all these web servers is great, but what about all this JavaScript code? What about all that stuff that loads on the client side? Nobody's solving this. It's vulnerable, isn't it?
It's quite vulnerable. We found that a couple of days ago when Macy's.com said that they'd been breached sometime in October for about 8 days. So to get a
big breach at Macy's.
A big breach, yeah.
But it wasn't in the intranet, was it?
It was not. Well, it was on their website, so a lot of people go to Macy's.com. Shopping season is almost here. So you want to buy stuff. You go to Macy's, pick your favorite things, and you go to the shopping cart, enter the credit cards, and you expect that credit card information to go from your browser to Macy's, right? Makes sense.
Can it make a hop over in another country for cyber criminals?
Well, what happens is that the cyber criminal is actually in your browser. They manage to, and we'll talk about how they get in, but they get into the browser, and they skim that data right from the browser to a malicious server. And the problem here is Macy's gets your credit card, the transaction goes through, so you don't know anything has happened because you are able to purchase stuff. Macy's doesn't know anything has happened because everything is happening in the browser. But unbeknownst to Macy's and you, their website has been compromised and the malicious attacker has been able to create a copy of your credit card.
I have a virtual skimmer in my browser.
That's right.
And I do retail online all the time.
Yep.
How did they get in to Macy's to
Well, it's not just Macy's, right? Let's not pick on them because British Airways got hacked in 2018 and they lost half a million credit cards.
Half a million.
A lot of people talk about GDPR, right? GDPR.
Yeah, 3% of your revenue is a fine, I think.
3-4%, right? Guess who got the biggest GDPR fine ever?
Facebook.
No, Facebook hasn't gotten fined yet. Try again.
Don't know.
Google is the most obvious answer, right?
Google.
They did get fined about 50 million euros, but guess who the biggest recipient was? British Airways.
British Airways.
They got slapped with a 200 million euro, which depending on the exchange rate is something like 240 US dollars, right?
That's a lot of money.
Million. And it's the biggest fine. And they got fined.
Quarter of a billion dollar fine.
That's right.
For being out of GDPR compliance, but it wasn't inside their intranet. It was their web server compromised with JavaScript exploit. Was it one of the plugins their developers accidentally deployed?
It was a JavaScript library that was actually being served normally as part of the website, except that the attacker managed to compromise it. So when a user was going to baways.com to buy tickets, all of that credit card information got skimmed to an attacker.
How do we fix that? What can Tala Security do for us?
Yeah, I mean, even before we fix it, we got to get a sense of the scale of the problem. We believe that 6,000 websites are targeted every month. And we think at least a couple of million websites are known to have skimmers today, right? Which means that this shopping season could be a long extension of Halloween unless we do something about it, right?
So it's not Black Friday, it's Black Eye Friday if you're a retailer. It's not Cyber Monday, it's Cyber Grinch Monday.
Well, you know, I don't want to be Mr. Doom and Gloom here. I think the reality is this is a big problem, okay? Let's face it, right? E-commerce runs ultimately on trust. You go to the website because you feel like this is a safe place to do commerce, but if your credit card information, your credentials, your social security number, your username, your password, your address is getting skimmed, you're not going to trust that website anymore. It's not just the websites. I think this is a tripartite problem, if you may, right? There's a website, the e-commerce companies. And by the way, it's not just e-commerce. Banks are getting hit. Healthcare companies are getting hit. LabCorp, Quest Diagnostics got hit. So it's those companies, the enterprises. Then you got the consumer. That's us, people like us who are shopping for our near and dear. And then you have the regulators, right? Problems like this have been solved before, right? Encryption wasn't in place on websites, right? Today, when you go to a website, at least hopefully you're going to see a lock, a padlock on the top left that says that this is encrypting traffic between the server and the browser. That wasn't always the case. Websites started implementing it. Regulators said you got to have it if you want to do e-commerce. And then consumers now are aware that if I go to their site, if there's no padlock, I shouldn't trust it. And companies like Google then said, I'm not even going to let you be on the search results if you don't have these security technologies.
So are you code in the browser? Are you a plugin for Chrome, or how do you operate?
So we get installed on the application side. At the web server level or the app middleware level, CDNs, we integrate with any and every possible technology. And we get automatically shipped via policy. So policies get sent to every user, every browser. It's supported by all the major, it's a standard. These are standards that are already used by Google. They've rolled it across all of their websites. Yeah, we've just automated the whole thing. So any website can have this in minutes.
Can anyone afford you?
Of course. We our mission, our logo is a padlock, right? And we said, we want to replace that old padlock, which came 10 years ago, with our new padlock. We want to be on every website. This is a technology that should be adopted by everybody, whether they use us, our competitors. We want, this is about the future
unique.
Of banking.
What does it cost?
It depends on the traffic of the site, right? So we do business with very large enterprises. We also do business with startups. It depends on.
So small or large enterprise, you guys can help them scale.
Of course.
A solution
yep.
to be one of the biggest unknowns.
That's right.
Which we're learning from British Airways, Macy's, and others is
right.
these get them on the client side.
That's right.
Where and we put all of our investment on the server side.
That's correct.
This is brilliant.
Thank you.
Where are we going to send our viewers?
So visit us on our website. Right? www.talasecurity.io. We publish a report.
What's talasecurity.io?
Yeah.
T-A-L-A security.io, not right. .com.
.io. And we did a study of the Alexa Top 1000, right? For those of you who don't know what the Alexa Top 1000 is, it's the most trafficked website according to Alexa. And we did a study of how vulnerable these websites are. And it's scary that, you know, SSL adoption is 100%, right? Client-side security adoption is about 2% or less. So the exposure rate is very high, but we believe over the next 3, 4, 5 years, we're going to get there as an industry. Vendors like us, our competitors included, enterprises like the e-commerce companies we talked about and the banks and the healthcare companies and consumers, we're going to get together to solve this problem. It's going to take some time, but the first step is awareness. So come to our website. It's freely downloadable, and hopefully that'll educate you about the problem. And maybe if you're an IT security practitioner, you will decide to do something about it, and we're here to help.
This sounds great. Thank you for coming for my hot seat. And let me just tell viewers, listeners, you know, we talk about Black Friday being a high risk day. There are waves of cyber criminal attacks, especially in retail, but it's Black Eye Friday if you don't have talasecurity.io. So that's the first thing anybody managing a website needs to do. You got your WAF on the server side. We didn't even think about the client side until you joined us.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.